We are here tonight and to speak about Anarcho feminism, and we have here two women out of different groups from different countries of the world. Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Jory, and I'm from San Francisco, California.
My name is Pırıl. I'm from Ankara, Turkey, and I'm working in Ankara Anarchist Initiative.
This afternoon there was a discussion about Anarcho feminism, and it would be cool to tell us where are you working in and why are you working in these groups.
In the San Francisco area, a new network has formed. It's a network of anti-authoritarian women specifically. And the reasons the women have decided to develop this network, they discussed it at the first meeting, and they decided the reasons would be to support each other as women and activists, and to meet a variety of different activists so they can stay informed about direct actions, demonstrations, and the various anarchist projects in our region, which is the Bay Area of California. And the third possibility was to address sexism in organizations, activist organizations, and within the anarchist milieu. Many women there had felt that sexism was prevalent in the milieu and were looking for ways where they could address it. The group was started about 4 months ago. It's the first anarchist feminist, specifically anarchist feminist project I know of in California.
Today in the discussion there was some kind of problem, it's hard for me maybe to describe it, but I felt that this happens many times when women meet up to talk to each other and to meet each other and to exchange each other, that a guy came in and all the focus was on him of the discussion, and all discussion was around him, even if the topic was anarcho-feminism, and he was talking all the time about that we should not separate each other and stuff like that. Which experiences do you have in this kind of topics?
I have to say that has not happened in San Francisco, that there is more of a, no one has brought that up in that context. There's more of a, perhaps within the anarchist milieu, there's more of a general knowledge that free association is taken for granted as one of the anarchist tenets. So just as any group doesn't have to, if they're an anarchist group, they don't have to include communists. Women anarchists can organize as women, and that would not be questioned if they chose to do it. So I felt these comments were a personal way of being disruptive, and they were not genuine, or else that people who would bring them up are not very informed about anarchist theory. But I understand that has happened here quite a bit, and people feel that when others demand their space, that it will threaten their privilege, and that's possible.
I think the situation is worse than in U.S. and Turkey and many European countries. In Turkey, we had such an experience a few months ago. We had some guests from German Litsa collective, Litsa lesbian feminist collective, and we want to make a women-only talk. And there was the first such thing, and there is not anarcho-feminist organizations or anything like that in Turkey before. And the men got very angry, and I didn't let they would not let people, women, do such organizations. And they said that the meeting would be held in Black House, a collective house of both men and women anarchists. And at last we could do our meeting, but we had very difficulties, in fact. As we talked in the meeting afternoon, Turkey is a very feudal country still. feudal culture and patriarchal culture is still dominant in everywhere, even in cities. But it's more dominant in rural areas. Especially in rural areas, women are under very big oppression. Most women are not allowed to flirt, have boyfriends, and if they have, they are killed in honor murders. And if they have sex without marriage, that's even in, still in big cities, it's a very big problem. And they have many sanctions, and many women are being commit suicides because of these sexual problems generally. And in such a feudal culture, in such a social environment, anarchist people, anarchist men are not very different. Unfortunately, we have to deal with this kind of sexism problems every day. And other than the problems in Western countries, like women don't have power, women don't have the word in meetings like that. We are there are sexual abuses, harassments, and even rapes sometimes. And the worst thing is when we are saying that when we are putting it on the surface, men are saying when a woman says, "Oh, I'm sexually harassed, I'm insulted by such men," the men are ignoring it, and they are saying, "Oh, that's not important, and we have more important problems now." But they don't see that the women's problems are for me. I'm a woman, and this is my primary concern, this kind of things. And they're always protecting the man who makes the harassments. And problem is that they think, when they say, "I'm an anarchist," they are liberated from all the effects of the society, but everything is going on.
You talked about sexual harassments in your communities. Could you maybe tell us how you react or how you act when such things are going to happen or happen?
Okay, this happened maybe more than we know, because most of the women cannot dare to say this, or they are afraid that instead of the man who did it, they would be ignored. They wouldn't be taken seriously. But until now, recently something like that happened. The women, our comrades, said this thing came to me, this thing happened to me. And this is a problem about sexism. And the other man said, "This is a private question between you and that man, and we don't need to talk it in our meetings." But this is a problem concerning all of the men, the men and women, and like that. And women, I think now we are thinking of making our own ways to struggle with this sexism, machoism, this culture. And we are thinking, in Turkish, there are very little translations, writings about anarcho-feminism. And now we are doing translations from sources, international, mostly from English sources. And we are thinking of making a website and publishing some brochures or books, leaflets on that. And we are trying to make a kind of anarcho-feminist organization. And first of all, I think we'll do women-only meetings and make ourselves develop, make ourselves have more conscious on these issues. And then we have to talk and try to change the men, because when if we only change ourselves as women and the men are the same, then the problems go on.
In these days, in here in the campsite of Salonika, in the university camp, many weird things happened, I think. And also, out of these weird things, beautiful things happened. This yesterday evening, when about 25 women entered the stage and squatted the stage and announced a statement. about their way, how they're going to deal with all the sexual harassments which are going to take place here, with all the machismo which is going on here. Would you like to comment this?
I thought it was an excellent direct action, and although many people in the audience at that time during the bands when they came on was predominantly male, some obviously supportive, some seemed confused and angered, but I think it was an attention getter, and it was a dramatic response to a pressing issue. A lot of people had been made uncomfortable by the feigned ignorance of people just saying they're just here to have a good time, and it was time to bring it up. It was really important that it happened.
I think that was a good thing, and that is not enough still, because we have to do more direct actions, more things to change the society, the male-dominant culture, and the women, not only the women, also anti-sexist men in campus are preparing some other organizations for next days and for demonstrations on the Friday and said Friday and Thursday.
Do you have anything more to say?
Yes. We cannot be anti-fascist, anti-state, or anti-authoritarian as long as we are sexist. Sexism is an authoritarian movement behavior itself. And even if we allege so, it doesn't have a value. I think the struggle against capitalism and other authoritarian types of behavior should always have a feminist element in it. And the women's voice should be everywhere, because a revolution when there is no women doesn't mean anything. That's all.